We say Nigeria is bad today. Politicians are stealing and they are corrupt. And they still take these monies to churches and mosques. And the leaders in the churches and mosques know that they got this corrupt money from being corrupt. And they can't ask them, why are you bringing corrupt money to the church? In fact, a lot of churches and mosques and religious outfits are being run by corrupt money. But you, as a pastor, as a man of God, it's easy for you to collect the corrupt money. And you think you are not part of the problem we face in society today? I was seated with a friend yesterday that says if you want to audit why we have high level of corruption, just go to religious establishments and see the high level of corruption we have. But I now further ask, what is the essence of a rebirth in Christ if you are still going to do what God has asked you not to do? What is the essence? Because what I see in society is a contrast. On one hand, we say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not destroy. But on the other hand, we have people that profess their faith and they go ahead to kill, steal, destroy. And when they do that, they still come back and think God can be mocked and still use that proceeds of killing, stealing, and destruction to serve God. So, if you claim you love God, why would you kill in the name of God? If you claim you love God, why would you be wicked in the name of God? Why do you need to use dirty money to serve Him? The way you are currently making money for a living, like the question some Christians will ask, what would Jesus do? What would, do you think, if who you profess you love and serve were to be on earth, do you think they will make money by slandering and destroying other people? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was telling me about a lady that came and said, Pastor, the man I'm dating, I just discovered that he engages in advance fee fraud. What should I do? Then the pastor said, okay, you already have your answer. You should not be equally yoked with people like that. Then what the lady now said is very shocking. The lady said, I wanted just to for you to help me pray that he should hit one big deal when he scams somebody so that he can stop the job. So, it is about the person hitting big deal and scamming somebody so that they can stop and you can live happily ever after. Not about the other people, the person that hurts, as long as they are not close to you. So I ask, what kind of religion do we really profess in Africa? I ask. It is a religion that supports a lot of show-off. And even all of this is being tolerated in the house of God. People are given positions based on what they have to bring to the table. Our religion that does not ask where do people get their money from? Or our religion that knows how people get their money in a way that is not certain and is not right, but chooses to look away because of its own benefits. Then I ask, do we truly love the God we profess? Because if we truly love the God we profess, why is it that there's an increase in religion? but also an increase in wickedness. Why is it that there's an increase in religion? But it's also an increase in wickedness. I mean, when you check the Abrahamic religion, there's been a real proliferation. But it doesn't also stop people from having a real proliferation in the incumbent level of wickedness in society. Then you ask, what's going on? Make it make sense. What's the practical understanding as regards people? Because you see, the way people practice our so-called religions today, do they know that some people died for their faith as Christians? Have they heard of the story of the likes of the Polycarps of this world and some other great writers and thinkers that had to die for professing their faith? So, it's a conversation I want us to have. And that's why I say it's going to be short and straight to the point. Is it not best you day your day rather than say you profess God, but there's no renewal of your hearts? Because you see, that's why there's a disconnect across religious folks today, Abrahamic religion and all of that. And you look at what is happening from time immemorial as regards the Abrahamic religion and the fights they are having. Look at Gaza. Abrahamic religion at loggerheads. Destruction of both religious temples and religious pieces. Conversations around Al-Aqsa mosques. People that are said to share co-sacred sites, but they kill in this name of religion. And it's not been today that a lot of people have had to die in the name of religion. If you read the story of the Templars, the Crusaders for Faith, the likes of Bernard of Clairvaux. So we ask, what is really happening? Why is the God we profess so much, but that doesn't reflect in our lives and in our dealings? Why is the God we profess? Is it that God is just a Sunday medicine? You wear your Sunday best clothes to go to church, then you come back. But Monday through to Friday, there's nothing in your character that is reflective of the fact that you even know God. You malign people, you kill, you steal, you destroy, you do all sorts of deals. You do all sorts of things. The other day, we saw somebody that went to profess God in a church, and we saw what happened afterwards, and you know, even with sharing testimonies, it's a form of glorifying oneself these days. People use sharing testimonies in church as a way not to celebrate God, but to be able to show off that they have achieved a level of fame and all of that. So everything in the body of Christ even has become a contest. But we say we are believers. We believe in a certain higher creed and ethos of doing right. Some people say, oh, it's a conversation around the end time. Is it, or is it just people that are not ready to truly serve God in truth and in spirit? Because you now wonder what is happening to the society at large. You wonder the level of decadence, but you also wonder the proliferation in the level of religion. And you ask, what's going on? with our psychology, with our mentality, with the capacity of the things we claim we profess. Religion has now become politics. We look at the last election. All sorts of people saying God said what God didn't send them. Many years ago, Majek Odubi Fashake. Right, Majek Fashake sang a song saying religion is politics. Today it's become full blown. About over 30 years ago, well, Majek Odubi Fashake sang that song. We had not had these elections. But it has now become politics. And it's now become a case of a survival of some sort of the fittest. Then you wonder, what's going on in the world? We are mixing religion with every form of paganism. We are the ones that are quick to say, Igbagbo Onika Masha Ajo. But we forget that we have not have a religion that is a clear mix with paganism. So, I'd like to ask, who are we as a people? What is the cause of this problem? Is it that we're ignorant? Or religion is now a reflection of what our society truly is? Because you see, I know religion takes some form of adaptation. It takes the adaptation of what is pervasive in the society. Is that why we are having all of this? Then can we truly ask ourselves the salient question of how can we truly make our religion not just a Sunday thing, but let it characterize every area of our life? Because if it does characterize every real life, maybe we'll have less of insecurity. Because somebody was saying the other day about how criminals were praying, God, give us successful operation. So if a criminal is praying for God to give them successful operation, you wonder, is it that God supports the killing of people? No, he doesn't. But because our religion is not a compelling force enough for us to be able to change. That brings a lot of questions about who we are. What are our convictions? Is this another slavery mentality? Because I wonder, what kind of real deal do we have with God? Or is it a quid pro quo deal that Monday through to Saturday, you can do everything? I know some people are going to say, yes, I'm not perfect and all of that, but who do you have as accountability partner that keeps you conscious of these things? I'm going to open the phone lines very soon so you can reach me. 0818-099-1991. So who keeps you as an accountability partner? Once again, the phone lines to reach me is 0818-099-1991. Who keeps you as an accountability partner to be able to tell you that, oh, you have gone astray? Watch this, watch that. Check this, check that. Because the big question should now even be, who pastors the pastor? It's a very important concept I want us to discuss. Wonderful Sunday morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Bless you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ashwin. I'm calling from Akumajo.
Talk to me, my brother.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you do this program. regarding this religion matter. I think what I observe in this our religion today is because, you know, like the pastor said, that money, money has destroyed the